That takes us to the final item on the agenda today, which is agenda item 4, and that's PR 2024-009917, SD 2024-00092. It's a request for a preliminary slash final plat. The group, our THE group, through Ron Hensley, agent for MJ Hospitality LLC, requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of tract L1B1A and LT21A, Atrisco Business Park, zoned NRVP, located at 531 Silver Creek Road Northwest, between Silver Creek and Unser, and containing approximately 4.05 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here today?
Yes, Ron Hensley with the group.
Hello, Mr. Hensley. Would you please state your mailing address for the record?
300 Branding Iron Road Southeast, Rio Rancho, New Mexico.
Thank you, sir. And please raise your right hand. And do you affirm under penalty of perjury that your testimony today will be true?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead, if you'd please present this proposal.
Well, this is a replat of two existing lots for a lot line adjustment actually kind of restore the historic platting of these two lots so that a single lot will have frontage on Unser and the other lot will have frontage on Silver Creek.
Okay. Thank you very much. Anything else that you'd like to add before I call for public comment?
No.
Okay, well, let's see if there's any public comment here. For everyone in attendance, this is agenda item 4. It's a request for a preliminary final plat at 531 Silver Creek Road Northwest. Please raise your hand if you'd like to address that item. I'm scrolling through the participants and I don't see anyone indicating they'd like to provide public comment. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item 4. Last call for public comment on agenda item 4. Okay, Mr. Hensley, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment. We'll go ahead and proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. Gutierrez.
Hi, this is David with the Water Authority. I have no objection to the proposed plat. For future development, you'll need an availability statement, so please put that request in at that time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. Next is code enforcement, Mr. Boylan.
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jacob Boylan speaking on behalf of code enforcement. Code enforcement has no comments and no objections on this.
Thank you, sir. Next is Parks and Recreation, Ms. Strange.
Hi, this is Bonnie Strange with Parks and Recreation. Parks and Recreation has no objections to the requested action, but please note that the southwest boundary line of the site is adjacent to an existing concrete multi-use trail along the east side of Unser Boulevard. Future development on the site will need to comply with all requirements in the IDO for adjacency to trails. No further comments. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next up is hydrology, Mr. Chen.
Hey, Quan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading drainage plan with engineer stamp date of April 17th, 2023. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up is transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. Let's see. Unser is the principal arterial and requires 6-foot sidewalk with a 5 to 6-foot landscape buffer. Silver Creek and Meridian are local roads and require 5-foot sidewalk with a 4 to 6-foot landscape buffer. Please provide a diagram dimensioning sidewalks and landscape buffers. As a reminder, a TCL will be required prior to site plan or building permit. Also, a traffic scoping form will need to be submitted to Curtis Cherney to determine if TIS is required.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Ms. Hensley, did you have any questions about that?
The diagrams can be provided. Unser is fully constructed. And as development proceeds, the sidewalk and buffer on Silver Creek will be constructed with that development.
Okay, so this is very much like the previous one we just heard. I mean, I understand UNSR appears that it fully meets it with the trail. You know, please do provide the diagram because me scaling off of Google Earth is not super accurate. For Silver Creek Meridian, we typically ask for these things at platting rather than future site plan, because without it, we have no idea when this is going to be developed. So we would need an infrastructure list for sidewalk and landscape buffer along Silver Creek.
This is Ron Hensley. Generally, it has been handled with sidewalks less than 400 feet in length. Sidewalks in curb and gutter less than 400 feet in length are usually handled through building permit and not on an infrastructure list. And given that sidewalk would be the only infrastructure, and that would only be on the Silver Creek frontage, making this a major action with infrastructure just doesn't seem appropriate.
Ernest Army Hill Transportation. No, I understand what you're saying, Ron, because yeah, it's like lengths of sidewalk that aren't very, very long. DRC typically doesn't want to bother with them, and we can do them with the site, but when we go through platting actions, we need that infrastructure guaranteed in some way. Either it's built now and then you provide us proof that it was built, or you put it on an infrastructure list and you financially guarantee it. And so long as it gets built, you know, it could get built with the project, but we still need some way of guaranteeing that we're going to get our sidewalk there.
I see it, Jay Rodenbeck with the hand raised. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, good morning. Hi, Ron. This is Jay. Can you please confirm if a building permit has been submitted for that tract along Silver Creek?
The building permit for the Silver Creek tract has not yet been submitted. The one for UNSR has.
Okay, well,
it would be possible to add the sidewalk to the for lot 21 to the site plan currently under building permit for tract L1. You know, we're doing grading on lot 21 as part of this overall project, so I don't think constructing the sidewalk frontage would be detrimental to what is currently underway on tract L1. So we could, you know, have the sidewalk in place as part of this construction. But I, you know, I, as I said, I don't think, you know, making this a major action with infrastructure, given these conditions, I just doesn't, and the DRC not approving the project.
No, and it wouldn't be a major, it wouldn't be major infrastructure.
That's going to be my next question. We're talking about a requirement for withdrawal of this final plat. This is Jay Rodenbeck, sorry. Mr. Armijo, you're confirming that a withdrawal of this minor preliminary final plat will not be necessary. They can continue with that. They just need to submit an infrastructure list.
That's correct.
And can I weigh in here? Before we finish that discussion, I think we need to have the discussion about UNSR, which will be part of planning comments. Yeah. So, okay.
And just for the record, that was Ms. Wolfley.
Thank you.
I could interject on that subject. This is Ron Hensley.
Mr. Hensley, if you can wait till we get to planning comments. We haven't even talked about it yet. So,
okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Armijo, did you want to sum up sort of where we end up, or if you have any other comments?
I didn't have any other comments. I mean, so long as we can get the sidewalk guaranteed in some form, that's all I really need.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Hensley. Did that make sense to you with regard to the sidewalks?
I think that, yeah, it could be accomplished as a condition of final plat, getting the IIA in place. And, you know, could this be handled under a modified procedure for the sidewalks and handle it as a deferred sidewalk? And then we could do a modified agreement IAA for sidewalks.
I mean, it's like I Ernest Armijo Transportation. It's like we can defer the sidewalks, but again, so long as I have some sort of documentation, infrastructure list with a guarantee, or if they're constructed prior, just something. I just need something guaranteeing that the sidewalk is going to get done, rather than putting it off for the future site plan with no other guarantees in place.
Okay, this is Ron Hensley. I would request that the infrastructure list a deferred sidewalk, and then it would be an accelerated process for us to do the financial guarantee with the cash in lieu payment of deferred sidewalk agreement with the city. Would be a lot faster to accomplish than trying to do a formal IIA and 2-year improvement agreement for just the sidewalk. So I think we can get that accomplished relatively quickly, and could make it a condition of sign off.
Okay, that will work on my part. Let's see how it relates to what planning is doing. So my comments are done now.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Thank you, Mr. Hensley. Let's go ahead and hear from the planning department.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So I'll do our comments for planning. So I'll kind of go backwards in our memo here. I'll go first to the Atrisco Business Park Master Plan requirements. Mr. Hensley, do you have your memo pulled up for me? I put a screenshot of the Atrisco Business Park requirements. And what they state is that properties adjacent to Unser Boulevard shall have a 6-foot wide sidewalk with a minimum 12 feet between the back of curb and the sidewalk. And, you know, my analysis of Google Street View made it pretty apparent, seemed pretty apparent that the 12-foot buffer isn't met. Between the back of the curb and the sidewalk is required by the Atrisco Business Park Master Development Plan requirements. Did you see, just want you to be clear that, you know, that those master plan requirements are, I believe, to be above and beyond what the IDO and the DPM require. And I guess, Mr. Armijo, you might want to jump in here too about this. The sidewalk itself appears to be more than 6 feet in width, or at least 6 feet in width. So I don't think we have an issue there, but that landscape buffer, according to the Atrisco Park plan, needs to be 12 feet in width at least.
This is Ron Hensley. Now, if I could interject on that. Subsequent to the approval of the Atrisco Business Park in 1997, there's DRB actions and development review of the UNSER development process, which modified the 6-foot sidewalk to a 10-foot trail and modified its location. And that was under DRB, let's see, 100469. And the subsequent design process, as I said, modified the size and location of the sidewalk, made it a 10-foot trail, and more centered in within the buffer area, that, if you would say, call it.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Well, that sounds like it's in reference to the sidewalk or the trail. What we're referring to is, and we have no issue with the width, at least planning has no issue with the width of the sidewalk and the trail along Unser. It's the landscape buffer that is of concern. And again, I know I'll acknowledge that that's a pretty wide buffer. I don't know if I've seen a buffer that wide, you know, in any other requirements that I've reviewed, but that it is in there. I defer to Mr. Armijo and Ms. Wolfley for any further comment, but it seems like it's very clear in the master development plan too what that requirement is. And I didn't make these requirements. I'm just telling you what they are.
This is Ron Hensley again. And as I was just explaining, subsequent to that, there was DRB action that modified that, you know. The location of the sidewalk, instead of being at the property line, which would have allowed for that buffer, the sidewalk was widened to 10 feet and moved away from the property line. So that subsequent DRB action that modified the location, I believe, supersedes the requirement of the business park plan.
Ms. Wolfley, so you have your hand raised.
Yes. So, Mr. Hensley, when you talk about that DRB action, is it for these parcels? Is that what that DRB action was in reference to, this particular parcel?
This is Ron Hensley. That's correct. It was referencing all the tracks that were at that time fronting on Unser, tract L1A, L1B, and L1C, which are the...
Okay.
Which is all the properties fronting on Unser within the Atrisco Business Park. And as I said, that DRB action was in 2000. The preliminary...
Can you provide us with that documentation that you've researched?
Well, it can be pulled up in the city planning files. That's where I got it. That's DRB project number 1000469.
Right. So it would behoove you in an application, just given our record keeping. We don't go research old information like that when you apply for a new plat. It is helpful if you provide that kind of information when you're applying. So if you have the number for us now, we can look it up, or if you want to provide it to us to make sure. But we need to kind of research that and reconcile exactly what was done then, and that may make all of this okay, but we don't know that right now.
Well, I've got a screen available if I would be able to share screen, or I could download and email.
Yeah, what's a little tricky is trying to do this on the fly, but we can give it a quick shot, because sometimes we overlook things if we don't carefully review, because it's a little unusual for DRB to make a decision that would be contrary to a master plan document. But I can't, if they did for this parcel, that could be the, you know, status quo. But since it's a little unusual, I just want to make sure we really understand what the DRB action was and which parcels were affected.
I see Jay Rodenbeck has a hand raised. Are you there, Jay?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to note, I'm looking this up in our files. I mean, for 1000469, I'm seeing a couple infrastructure lists. Is that what you're referring to, Ron?
That's correct. That's where they modified the limits of the trail. Well, they changed it to a 10-foot wide concrete trail instead of a 6-foot sidewalk. And they modified the limits.
Okay. Yeah, I got those pulled up here. Jolene, do you know how to make me a co-host? I can screen share these if we want. I got them pulled up, but I don't think it doesn't make it clear though, Ron, about the buffer. I mean, it doesn't refer, I don't think it references in any way like how wide the buffer needs to be. Again, the trail, the sidewalk, we're not bringing up an issue about that along Unser. It's just that trail width and or buffer width. And I'm not seeing that here.
Oh, I'm just, it seems, given that there isn't a notice of decision and the record that I could find within the city was limited, but given that the, location was modified and it was subsequent to the Atrisco Business Park plan, I think it seems counterintuitive that the buffer was modified to accommodate what they built. And since it was accepted by the city, it seems, like I said, counterintuitive that that was the intent, that that buffer be changed to either side of the sidewalk instead of a single buffer.
This is Jay Runbeck. I think I got the infrastructure list you're referring to, Ron. Is this what you're referring to?
Actually, that's a subsequent one. The one I'm looking at was part of a
Okay.
preliminary plat approval in 2000. There it is.
It definitely doesn't mention, this is Jay Runbeck. It definitely mentions the trail, which is 10 feet in width.
And it also note three, changed the limits of the decel lane and trail.
Again, this is Jay Runbeck. I'm not sure how that impacts the width of the buffer, but I will acknowledge this is a past DRB approval. It's possible that we missed that master plan requirement. I believe it would have applied then too, because I believe that the Atrisco master plan was approved before this date, but we'd have to look at that.
This is Mrs. Wolfley. I think I've got the right visual. Mr. Hensley, if you can verify, is this correct? Is this what the frontage looks like, the street frontage on these properties? Is this the correct location? Or the correct frontage? I'm not quite sure. Do you have an address on Unser? The problem is that the address is on Silver Creek. So I just kind of matched that number on Unser. And in your application, did you give us any measurements of like the current dimensions of the sidewalk and the landscape buffer on Unser in your application?
No information was provided on that. Since the project was already built, constructed, and accepted in excess of, what the business park plan envisioned, I didn't anticipate that as being an issue.
Okay. My preference, Mr. Hensley, would be to defer this so we can straighten some of these items out about sidewalk on Silver Creek, sidewalk landscape buffer out here. Is there an urgency that you're trying to meet with your application?
Well, the building permit process for Tracktail 1 was in process and got stalled because of this action. For whatever reason, the architect and owner weren't aware of the replat that changed the frontage on Unser. So there's a currently a building permit in process on hold that is waiting on this approval.
Okay. I think there's one other matter on the planning comments that's pretty important as well. Mr. Rodenbeck, had you finished your comments with talking about where the, what I'm thinking about is where the lot line is on the plat and where the parking, proposed parking is?
Yeah, here, one second, I can pull that conceptual site plan up. But Ron, when this went to sketch plat, a conceptual, and I think it went through two separate sketch plats technically, one through Derek Archuleta, but there was a conceptual site plan that was submitted with one of those sketch plats for this development. Are you aware of that? That shows the commercial development on the lot along Unser?
This is Ron Hensley. Yes, and the grading plan that was included in the preliminary plat submittal included, well, as I said, the project that's currently under permit on the Unser frontage for the two commercial buildings. And there is a future plan for development on the Silver Spring, Silver Creek frontage property for a self-storage unit. But that's currently a future anticipation. There's, as part of this plat, there's going to be a cross lot access drainage and parking agreement between the two tracts, the lot and the tract, for a shared parking and obviously the drainage from the Unser frontage has to cross to get to Silver Creek.
Hey, this is Jay Rodenbeck. I got this pulled up now. So Ron, what we're referring to, I think, is this parking area here. It appears to be on the other tract, the tract that fronts along Silver Creek.
This is Ron Hensley. That's correct.
Okay. Is there any future? Well, we just confirmed that there's no building permit submitted for this tract. It's for the tract along Unser.
That's correct. As part of, as I said, as part of this permit and this plat, there's a shared access and parking agreement between the two. So they're going to construct that portion of the parking as part of this initial permit.
So Ron, I guess our question is like, why isn't the lot line at the top of this site plan where the, and including the parking that would support building A and building B, why are you creating a lot line along generally of where long building B is? I would guess just the backside of building B.
They will be two separate uses. As I said, the anticipated use of the Silver Creek frontage property would be self-storage. The Unser frontage will be commercial.
So why would you plat and put the parking for the building A and building B on Unser? Why would you put that parking in a different property, a different lot from the get-go?
This is Ron Hensley. It would be considered remote parking. As I said, as part, it's the part of the required parking for the commercial development. So at these, this would be considered remote parking as part of the commercial development of Tractale.
So you're saying none of that parking that was just showing on that site plan is required for buildings A and B? It's
no,
going to be
it's all required for
self-storage?
This is Ron Hensley. It's all required for buildings A and B. And when the self-storage is site plan is submitted, the combined parking for both tract L and lot 21 will have a combined parking count to include both uses.
Can you further help me understand why you wouldn't do it the opposite way, that you would have this parking be on the I guess it would be the western track with the building A and building B if it's their required parking. Why wouldn't you do it that way and leave the self-storage if as a shared parker with that lot that has building A and building B? There's probably a reason. I just don't understand it.
I'm not privy to the thinking that went into it, but I would hazard a guess that it was to restore the previous plat that only had a single tract fronting Unser and a single tract fronting Silver Creek with a continuous lot line for the Unser frontage properties. And that way, like creating an easement, so to speak, on the and shared agreement between on lot 21 for the Unser commercial.
I see Ms.
Sorry, Mr.
Armijo has a
Armijo.
hand
Yeah.
raised.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. As we were talking, I just did a quick check. I know you said that it's under building permit or it's going through building permit. I just checked. There is no TCL on that project there. So in building permit, they're going to be told that they need to go back and submit a TCL. You'll probably also need to have them do a traffic scoping form. So it's not going to get through building permit anytime quickly because, and I understand a lot of many times architects don't understand that they need to submit that prior to building permit. But so yeah, this is still going to be taking a little while. So I think we have time to try and address these other matters.
And this is Ms. Wolfley, Mr. Hearing Officer. I think based on lack of clarity about how the Silver Creek sidewalk would be built, lack of clarity about exactly what may have already been approved for UNSR or should be required with this action, and I think lack of clarity about where the lot line should be with regard to fu the future development that this owner is trying to accomplish would warrant a deferral of this matter.
Thank you.
This is Ron Hensley. I agree with the majority of that. However, I don't believe that consideration of future parking is part of the platting action.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Ms. Wolfley. Isn't necessarily part of a plat, but if we have a pending site plan, we do like to make sure the lot lines make sense for what the site plan is that's being proposed. So it's not an absolute requirement, but it I think in a way we're trying to help your owner not go down the wrong path.
Well, thank you, everybody. I don't feel like I need to, and I won't sort of make any decision as to what review of parking is or isn't necessary at this time. I'm just going to rule that this matter is deferred. Would a deferral to the next regularly scheduled DHO meeting, which is on June 12th, would that give enough time, Ms. Chensley?
That would give us enough time to prepare an infrastructure list if we can submit that for routing prior to the hearing. I think we could probably wrap up the infrastructure list and infrastructure improvement agreement prior to the hearing.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and do that then. Thank you. I'll hereby defer agenda item 4, that's PR 2024-009917 SD 2024-00092 to the June 12th DHO hearing beginning at 9 a.m. Thank you, everybody. That concludes agenda item 4. It also concludes the DHO agenda for today, May 22nd, 2024. Thanks, everyone.